question. Yesterday, Coach thought that the defense may have gotten the better of the offense, but today it looked like it was the other way. How much fun is it to have a little bit of a rivalry as you guys are going out in practice?
Well, that's, I mean, this is the only rivalry we have right now. I mean, we've been going against each other every day for the last 2 weeks, so I think we've got a lot of good work in. You know, they're a great defense, so it's good for us to go against guys like that, especially up front. That'll give us good looks and give us a hard time, you know, in the run game and pass game.
How important is to set the tone with the running game on Friday?
Oh, I mean, it's very important. We want to set the tone so it can open up other things. We have lots of weapons that we want to be able to use, and if we get the run game going, it kind of opens that up to be a little dangerous.
Do you feel like you're in a better position from what you've seen so far to do that this year?
I think so. Yeah, I think we've done some good things so far. Still lots of things to clean up, but I think we have made some good strides so far.
What do you think Ellison might be able to help in that regard?
All those guys. You know, I think our tight ends have done a great job of getting in the run game with us. We've enjoyed working together with them, trying to get those runs and open up some things up there. I think they've done a good job with it.
We've seen Brett working with the first team a bit more. Is that just part of a plan to kind of limit the wear and tear?
I don't know any of that. I just go in when they tell me to go in, so I have no idea.
Have they told you at least there's a plan if you haven't informed you?
God, I'm pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to decisions with roster stuff and personnel. So when they move me up in the hierarchy, I'll be able to answer that question better.
Weston, without Thomas in there the last couple of days, Tomlinson looks like he's made some jumps and some steps. What do you see in his progress? What makes him a difficult guy to deal with?
Yeah, he's strong, very strong. And I think that's a given with guys coming out of Alabama. And I think he'll be good inside for us and be disruptive. I think he's a sharp guy too, pretty smart. So I'm excited to see him and how he plays.
What areas do you see? I mean, you say you're hopeful for the running game. You think you sort of made progress. And what areas do you see yourself as being better in that regard?
You know, I think we understand, you know, just the run game in a whole better, I guess. We've you know, had time in the offseason to talk about it, think it over, go over some things that didn't go well last year, and put those things into practice this year. And I think, like I said, I think we've made some good strides so far in that area.
When you say you looked over what didn't go well, what, in your estimation, did you see that you thought maybe it was the number one thing that you had to get better at?
We got to understand our assignment. That's the main thing. And then, you know, we've been able to mix up personnel a lot more, which gives us a lot more diversity in the run game, which helps.
When you guys talked about the run game last year, you always said we could get four great blocks and somebody misses a block and it's the whole game. I mean, are you seeing more consistency in everybody?
Yeah. I think we have more consistency. That's the cool thing about football is it can be, you know, 10 guys get the block correctly and then one guy messes up and it ruins the play. So that's what's cool about this game is it takes all 11. So I think we've done a better job of all 11 guys being on the same page. We just got to continue with that consistency and carry that in through the preseason into the regular season.
Weston, what have been your early impressions of Brandon Marshall, not as much as a player but as a teammate, as maybe a leader on this team?
Yeah, he's been great. You know, he's got experience, so he's obviously a leader. Somebody that, you know, younger guys can look to and take advice from or really just follow his example in how he prepares and gets himself ready for things.
Have you been aware of the fact that he's taken some shots from some former Jets teammates?
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
He doesn't mention it at all?
Nah.
Will the passing game and all the options on the passing game help the running game?
I like to think it the other way around. I think that once we can get the run game going, I think it's going to open up. We have weapons all across the field that can be dangerous. So, you know, from my perspective, we want to get the run game going so we can open up the pass game.
Yes, what do you look for in the first preseason game? I know you guys probably won't be out there much.
Well, I want to make sure we're all assignment sound, make sure you know, there's not a lot of game plan that goes into these first couple ones, so just be as assignment sound as possible, make sure everybody's making the right decisions and that we're all working in unison together.
Does Mr. Waddy impress you?
Yeah, I think he's a big, strong guy that knows the offense really well. I think he's going to do a good job. He's tough, hard-nosed, and a guy that has a really good attitude.
Do you have any advice for younger players who are probably getting their first taste of the NFL on Friday night?
Go hard. I mean, that's what you got to do. You just got to go full speed. If you make a mistake, make a mistake full speed. That's what they want to see.